Good morning, everyone. We are going to call the Senate Committee on Fiscal Policy to order. Will the Administrative Assistant please call the roll?
Senator Bradley, Senator Abruzzo,
here.
Senator Bean,
here.
Senator Clemens,
here.
Senator Hayes,
here.
Senator Huckel,
here.
Senator Legg, Senator Margolis,
here.
Senator Sachs,
here.
Senator Stargell,
here.
Present.
Thank you very much, members, and thank you for being here and for the members of the audience for being here for the first ever Fiscal Policy Committee. We're very, very excited about this committee. I'm very excited and honored that President Gardner asked me to chair this committee. And for those of you, that I've served with all of you before, you know that I'm not necessarily one to meet just for meeting's sake. But I thought it was important to meet this first committee just to kind of set the tone a little bit, answer any questions you all might have as to what you think might be what the committee is all about. So remove some of the mystery and get some of your questions answered. So first off, I just want to introduce the incredible staff that we have here. We have some great, great staff. First off is our committee administrative assistant. Her name is Patty Blackburn. She was with Commerce and Tourism, but she is out. Rather, Patty is with us today. This is Patty over here to my right. She's working. Borrowing her from Commerce and Tourism, but our administrative assistant, her name's Tamara Lyon. She has been with the Senate for 27 years, but unfortunately she is out dealing with some health issues in her family, but we expect her to be back in the next committee weeks. And then over here sitting behind me, we have two young women who are going to be working with us. One is Lauren Jones. She's going to be our committee attorney. So Lauren, wait for everyone to see you. She came from the House Subcommittee on Criminal Justice. And before that, she was a prosecutor with the Leon County State Attorney's Office. She graduated from Florida Coastal Law School and from Florida State University. And we also have with us Brooke Pace. She came from the Department of Economic Opportunity, where she was the Small Business Programs Coordinator, and she was previously a policy analyst with OPAGA. She graduated from the University of Memphis, and her undergraduate degree is from the University of West Florida. And then over here to my left, we have our wonderful staff director, Jennifer Herdlicka. That's the way you say it, right?
Yeah.
It's a great name. And she started with the Senate in 2009. She was most recently with the Commerce and Tourism Committee. She went to law school at Florida State and went to West Virginia for undergrad. So we've got a really great team. We're very excited. And then, members, I just want to go over a little bit of the committee jurisdiction. So the way that this committee has been set up, it's going to be an alternative way for bills to get to the floor. The idea is that bills previously had two ways to get to the floor. They either had to go through appropriations or through rules. And that bogged down both those committees in a way that that made it more difficult for both those committees to deal with the issues that was most important to them. So the most important thing the Appropriations Committee has to do is actually pass the budget. The Rules Committee spends a lot of time referencing bills and calendaring bills. And so there was some thought by the President put over in the last year or so as far as transition and listening to input from members and from staff that made the workload on those committees sometimes very long, very burdensome. And for those of us that sat on either of those committees, we'd know that we'd have, 9-hour committee meetings on appropriations, the last week of session, and, there's got to be a better way for us to do this. So we're just going to split things up so that we're going to be getting a nice bulk of those bills. There isn't, to my knowledge, a bright line as far as, committees, bills that have X amount go here and X plus Y amount go there. So I think you should be ready for a little bit of everything. We do have a handout that you all have that gives you an idea so far of the types of bills that have been referred to us. And you see that they're a little bit of everything. Certainly we have our good fair of claims bills right at the beginning, but we've got healthcare bills, transportation bills, economic development bills. We'll be getting some, judicial bills. We're going to be getting a little bit of everything. I think we're going to to be getting some very exciting issues coming our way as well. For those of you that sit on this committee, you can already see on that list several of your own bills are going to be on, are, you know, would be coming here. But you'll also notice that we are on this list, and I expect this would be the way for all the bills that are referenced to us, will be the last committee of reference in 99.9% of the time. If not, maybe sometimes we'll be the second to last. So I should share that with you for a couple of reasons. One is that after today, I don't expect that we'll meet for probably not for the next couple of weeks until we actually have some bills in our committee. So we'll need to get the other committees to kind of do their, you know, do their work first. So, you know, I expect that we probably wouldn't meet again till, you know, we have a couple bills in the queue. But it also means that during session, we'll be meeting, a lot during session as well. And again, to help manage that flow for the president and for Senator Lee and for Senator Simmons, that we may be meeting until, you know, pretty late into the session process. So be prepared for a little bit of everything. I've, already spoken to and intend to continue to work very closely both with Senator Lee on bills that have budgetary impacts, because certainly we'll be getting bills that have a impact on the budget, so we'll be working closely with him, but also working closely with Senator Simmons when it comes to the referencing process, so that bills that are of interest, certainly not just to me, but bills that are of interest to the members that are on this committee, if there are specific bills that of interest that you'd like to hear in this committee, let me know, and so we can talk to Senator Simmons about that and see how that can work out. So that is all that I have on my agenda, and I'm happy to answer any questions or entertain any comments from the folks that we have here. Okay, go ahead, Senator Clemens.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So is our role going to be then to vet the bill for its fiscal impact and its impact on the budget solely? Are we going to be looking at the policy aspects of the bill?
That's a great question, and I think the answer is both. The answer is both. Certainly, we're going to be looking at the fiscal impact, but we're going to be a policy committee as well. Now, you'll see that most some of the bills do go to fiscal policy and appropriations, but that'll be few, and so we are going to have a bit of a budget role as well to be looking at, you know, to be sensitive of how does the fiscal impact of this bill impact the budget. So it's really both. Any other questions? Any other thoughts or anything for the good of the order? Okay, go ahead.
Do we get special points for being here today?
You do get special points for being here. Oh, I didn't say for the record, which I should have, that our vice chair, Senator Bradley, is excused, and Senator Legg is excused, but you guys get extra brownie points for being here. We're going to get everyone home early and on time. And again, thank you all for being here. No other issues? Okay, well then with that, the committee is adjourned. Thank you all for being here.